WJTL bringing you Zealand Worship with Phil Joel, Your Love is Wild, and the Ugandan Children's Choir helping out. Chris Rice, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Happy Tuesday to you at 720.
Sunshiny skies for today of high of 83 expected. For your overnight, look for a mostly clear skies with a low down to 67. Winning Wednesday, mostly sunny, slight chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high of 89. Thursday, partly sunny, cooler, yes, 74 is our expected high. Currently sunshine and 61.
This morning, we're hanging out with our friends from the Walk of Love and Brittany's Hope. Mylan and Dawn are here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Mylan Sada is the executive director of Brittany's Hope. And Mylan, you told us about Brittany's Hope and that you recently were in Vietnam. And can you tell us any stories about the impact that you guys are having there?
Absolutely. Well, Fred, we were just over there in May, and we did a lot of great projects, but one that was stood out in my mind and just forever touched me is that we went over there and I was able to participate in the grand opening of an adaptive quarter that our donors helped us build, and we completed in May. And it was a grand opening. And anyhow, I met this little boy, age 11, with CP, severe CP. Before joining our program, he was living with his grandmother, and his mom abandoned him because of his special needs. But ultimately, during the day, the grandmother would have to go out and work, and there would be Gwen laying in the bed without nobody caring for him. So with the grand opening of our home, Gwen is now in our program, and we brought a physical therapist along with us, and she worked with him. For the very first time, he was able to sit up.
Wow.
And then we had this specialized adaptive chair for him, and for the grand opening, we brought Gwen out, and he was just beaming. Toward the end of the day, he told us that, thank you so much. It was the best day of my life. This is the first time I've ever to participate in everything else that everybody was doing.
Yeah.
And so that just meant a lot. And the other part is that during the day, Gwen get the therapy from our facility, but at night he goes back to his grandmother.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Folks can help be a part of what Brittany's Hope is doing, not only in helping families get together forever, but also in Gwen's care and that kind of care as well by being part of the Walk of Love. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. On September 14, in Elizabeth, we're hosting the Walk of Love 5K cross country. Remember the cross country piece. And to raise money for orphan children for adoption. And our best part is 100% of that go directly toward the caring of the kids and the adoption grant. And it's truly a really amazing event. It's a day of celebration of advocacy for orphan children and for adoptive families and children as well.
And it's something we love being a part of as well. Yeah. It's happening at Stone Gables.
Yes.
And what time does it start off on?
Registration open at 8:30. But this year, what we have is that if you register for 5K runners, that you can pick up your race bag the night before at Brittany's Hope office. And all on our website at www.walkoflove.org. And also, one last thing, Fred, I want to share is that it's truly an awesome event. There's so much activities for everyone. There's games for all kids. And kids under 12 can register for free to race or walk. And if you're not a runner, you can come and do the walk. And if you adopted families, come out and just be a part of the celebration. And if you're curious about adoption, our agency will be there to answer any questions.
And it's very cool. It's coming up September 14th, Stone Gables Estates in Elizabethtown, walkoflove.org for all the information. And this morning, Mylan's brought Dawn along. Dawn Ratu is an adoptive parent and part of Brittany's Hope. And Dawn, I know the Walk of Love a couple of years ago really had an impact on you and your family.
It sure did. It was back in the Walk of Love at 2016. My husband and I had two kids at the time, and we said, we're a family of four, we're complete, we're happy. And it was at that particular walk where Mylan had all the adoptive families come forward, and we just stood there and looked at all these beautiful children with their forever families. And I just started crying, and I looked over, and my husband's got tears in his eyes. And it was on that way home, we started talking in the van, like, my goodness, why are we not adopting again? We have the love. We have the room. Like, this is ridiculous. We need to do more for kids. And little did we know that our daughter had just been born a few weeks earlier, and we just brought her home this past October, and wow. She has been the biggest blessing, yeah. The perfect addition to our family.
Congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
And yeah, that's the kind of impact that Brittany's Hope and the Walk of Love really does. When you see all the families together, it really is a celebration, and I love
Truly.
That.
Truly.
So once again, it's coming up September 14th, a great event to be a part of. Walkoflove.org has all the details. 100% of the funds raised goes to orphans in need and adoptive families as well. And it's just a great event to be a part of. Walkoflove.org. We invite you to come on out. Ladies, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you for having us.
We loved having you. We're going to go back to the music. This is Rhett Walker,